Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
A heart focused on pleasing God. But encourage one another daily, as long as it is called today, so that none of you may be hardened by sin's deceitfulness, Hebrews 3:13. Each day has its own challenges, responsibilities, and problems. Each can be faced only one at a time. The author of Hebrews suggests three daily disciplines to help you remain faithful, no matter what day it is. Today, hear God's voice. Hebrews 3:7. Today, encourage one another, Hebrews 3:13. Today, do not harden your hearts, Hebrews 3:8-15. Listening to God's voice, encouraging your brothers and sisters in Christ, and refusing to harden your heart are three essentials for enjoying daily victory in Christ. Today, Alexander McLaren challenges you to examine and avoid that which tempts you to be unfaithful to God. Walk with Alexander McLaren, a Scottish-born pastor of a church in Manchester, England, in the 1800s. We may get the things which tempt our desires, and there will be no illusion at all about the reality of the pleasure. But another question must be asked. You have received the thing you wanted. What then? Are you much better for it? Are you satisfied with it? Is it as good as it looked when it was not yours? Is it as blessed now that you have stretched your hand and made it your own as it seemed when it danced there on the other side? Having attained the desire, do we not find that it fails to satisfy us fully? Today's New Testament reading is Hebrews chapter 3, verses 7 through 19.
So as the Holy Spirit says, today, if you hear His voice, do not harden your hearts as you did in the rebellion, during the time of testing in the wilderness, where your ancestors tested and tried me, though for 40 years they saw what I did. That is why I was angry with that generation. I said, their hearts are always going astray, and they have not known my ways. So I declared on oath in my anger, they shall never enter my rest. See to it, brothers and sisters, that none of you has a sinful, unbelieving heart that turns away from the living God. But encourage one another daily, as long as it is called today, so that none of you may be hardened by sin's deceitfulness. We have come to share in Christ, if indeed we hold our original conviction firmly to the very end. As has just been said, today, if you hear His voice, do not harden your hearts, as you did in the rebellion. Who were they who heard and rebelled? Were they not all those Moses led out of Egypt? And with whom was he angry for 40 years? Was it not with those who sinned, whose bodies perished in the wilderness? And to whom did God swear that they would never enter his rest, if not to those who disobeyed? So we see that they were not able to enter because of their unbelief.
Father, thank you for your word, which teaches me how to avoid sin. Help me to listen carefully whenever you speak to me through its pages. Cause me to encourage my brothers and sisters in Christ and to draw strength from their example and fellowship. Above all, Lord, grant me a soft, pliable, teachable heart, one that beats strongly for you, in the name of the one who wants to keep my heart focused on pleasing you. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.